just to talk, teach all these things to us. Even when we are going to take any water in a vessel, we should not pour these nails in water. If you are cooking and you are giving some salt in dal, next time it should not be kept there, otherwise he becomes jutha,
remnant.
So take very carefully water, salt, masala and all these things, so that all should be pure, not giving this and this without washing hands. And you should take this and like this. If you are doing anything outside temple or in outside of cooking room, you should not run and come at once. You should put water on your face and hands. Don't come with shoes in Thakur Ghar, Thakur Mandir, or in kitchen room is also a temple. Where Srimati Radhika is cooking for Krishna with his sakhis, you are not cooker, but cooker is Srimati Radhika. So it is like a temple. You should try to make it so pure always. Also try to honor all the devotees who are taking name from anyone, X, Y, Z, but they are chanting Hari name. They should be honored. No? If they are samajatiya, samajatiya means?
Like-minded.
Samajatiya. Then they should be honored more. And really, if one has taken diksha, really, in real sense, not like that Gurudev has given one thread here and told only one time mantra, and now we have forgotten everything, but we think that we are initiate. This is not in real sense. So if anyone is in real sense, he has been properly given diksha initiation. Try to, with sambandha gyan, in who is Jeev, who is Krishna, what is Maya, knowing all these things, and having some real relation with Krishna among the four relations. Dasa Sakhabad Salyan Madhav. In beginning, there is no relation, only that he is Prabhu, I am his servant. But what kind of servant? There is anything in our heart. Gurudev adds to develop it. So we should know all these things. If anyone chanting Krishna name 3 lakhs daily, and one person having relation with Krishna really, and he is chanting less, but he has so much good relation with Krishna and associates, then his one name will be equal to 3 lakhs name of other devotee who has not really taken initiation in proper way. Koti janme jadi kare shramana kirtan tabutana paye Krishna pade premadhan. In crores and crores births and lives, he cannot attain Krishna prem. You should understand by example. Haridas Thakur was chanting 3 lakhs daily name. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given him the name of Namacharya Haridas Thakur. And so much giving honor to Haridas Thakur. He used to go to give his darshan daily in his Siddhavakur. He has so much honor. Daily he used to give. He used to send daily his remnants to Haridas Thakur by Govinda. No? But there was a boy named Roop. He was so junior to Haridas Thakur. He was not any achar. But although he was not chanting 3 lakhs a daily, writing books, deep left in the moods of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who gave in prayers what he gave, Chaitanya Manobhishta he established. Who is superior? For ordinary person, Haridas Thakur is more superior than Rupa Goswami. But those who know all these tattva, then they will see that Rupa Goswami is Rupa Manjari and Haridas Thakur is like Brahma or Pranad Maharaj. Most superior than Haridas Thakur. Ordinary person cannot imagine this tattva. Only the persons who are doing so much bhajan, they can realize this fact. So we should try to go deep in Krishna Bhakti. Taking initiation in real form, real way, and having some connection with Krishna, that connection should not go away in this life or other life. This is called diksha, initiation. But anyhow, a person having no diksha knows nothing and chanting Krishna name, yet you will have to honor him. Because he is chanting Krishna. He is coming to be a family man of Krishna family. So we should honor. If he is rebuking, even we should honor them. Only you can criticize your mind, undeveloped mind or unconscious mind. Mind is so wicked. So we can take a broom daily in morning, beating mind, oh mind, be pure and try to serve Krishna like this. So my humble prayer is to everyone to honor all the Vaishnavas who are senior, either in coming to Gurudev first or second, this juniority, or juniority and seniority in bhakti. We cannot realize seniority and juniority according to bhakti. Sometimes we may. We can count only seniority, juniority from the date we have gone to Gurudev. It is also okay, but that thing is more superior. Je jakhan Vaishnava chiniya adara karibe jabe, adara karibe jabe, those who are in a great to realize that he is Kanishta Vaishnava, he is Madhyam Adhikari, he is Uttam Adhikari, surely he is above Madhyam. And he should be respected. So we should give respect according to these qualities of Vaishnava state. Whether he is in Kanishta, whether he is in Madhyam, and he is in Uttam Adhikari. And according to this stage, we should give honor. Then we will develop so much, so much. So we should try for this. Any kirtan? You should do.
नमो विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण श्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमद् भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव इति नाम्ने अतिमात्र चरित्राय स्वासितानं च पालिने जीव दुखे सदा ताय नाम प्रेम प्रदान वंशा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्यनाम्न गौरस्थिते गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय सदाये कृष्णाय कृष्ण तद्भक्ताय नमो भक्त्याविहीनाय अपराधलक्ष्यै क्षिप्ताश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणम् तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति दिव्यं राधे तन्न माम चरणम् अनर्पितचलिं शिरास् करुणयावतीर्णा खलु समर्पयितुम् उन्नतोज्ज्वलसां सभक्तिषु हरिः पूरसुन्दरदूतिकदम्बसन्दीपित सदा हृदय कन्दरेश्वरप्लेनिङ्ग् देट् वाट् इस् उन्नत उज्ज्वलरस that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to taste the mood of Radhika. And what is Unnat Ujjwala Rasa that he wanted to distribute among all the souls. So, it seems some difference. Three modes of Srimati Radhika he wanted to test, and this is actually Unnata Ujjwala Rasa. But also he distributed by Naam, through name, Prem, and gave Prem to all. It is also Unnata Ujjwala Rasa. So I want to make a very vivid explanation that you should know what is the difference between two. Up till now I have explained that the mood of Dasya, the mood of Sakha, the mood of even Vatsalya is not Unnat Ujjwala Rasa. Even Swakiya Bhava or Rukmini and Satyabhama or Sita Devi to Ramachandra is not Unnat Ujjwala Rasa. So I am trying to explain these things that you may have some ideas of Utnat Ujjwala Rasa. You cannot take, though I will give so many explanation, but those hearts are pure. They have served Vaishnavas. They have come in the association of higher class of Vaishnavas. They may take it. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna could not give to all. So I cannot give. But I think that those who have come to here, surely they have some past impression in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu philosophy. And that is why they have come and joined. From different part of world, from England, America and so far away places. From Sydney, from where and there. And they are roaming with me here and there. So they must have some impression of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu family. So I think that if they will have some association and hearing all these things, little by little, gradually, they can know all these things. Certainly a very strong impression will come in their heart. And those who are not interested with this, they will not take no harm. So I am explaining. I explain the mood of Satyabhama is Swakiya Madhur Rash, but not Unnat Ujjwal Rash. In India, there is a shadow of that Unnat Ujjwal Rash in household life, by marriage. If any qualified person is married with any just qualified girl, by reciting Veda mantras and making sakshi evidence of fire, air, water, especially Ganga water, Tulasi, Shalagram, Brahmins and devotees. There will be the evidence. If anyone wants to divorce, they cannot do. In any certain reason, if there is a cause that he has lost faith in Krishna and associates, lost faith in Harinam chanting, in this case they can be rejected, otherwise no. Like Gurudev could not be given in any way, if he is like so, then he can be given, otherwise no. For poor knowledge, because he is not so beautiful, he is ugly, he rebukes, sometimes gives one slap. For these reasons, we cannot be sure. He always controls Gurudev for our benefit, not for his benefit. Then he should not be given up. So in this way, all are evidence for this. So this is called marriage. And then wife becomes a servant of his heart. But not servant, half sahadharmini. Sahadharmini. He always helps in dharma, in bhakti and all others. In India we don't take like servant, maid servant. Sahadharmini. No? But nowadays, time are changes and some impurity comes in this. Now they are following Western culture and they are giving up all these things. So if married by this in Ved, with Ved mantra, in guidance of all what I told, fire, Vaishnava, Shalagram and all other things, water, air, then they become Swakiya. Those who have been married to their husband, but from beginning they have no affection and love for them, and they have only affection for any other person, from beginning. They are called Parakriya. But having so many, with so many persons, it is not guaranteed in any shastra. It is so bad thing. But Gopis are telling, Uddhava is telling, what is? In Srimad Bhagavat, Vyas or Sukadeva Goswami are also telling, what is love? Premaistriyo Vanachari Vyabhichara Dushta. Sukadeva Goswami himself telling, Vyas is himself telling, those who have no connection with Krishna in any way, they are Vyabhicharini. They are guilty for being Brahmana, Vyabhichari. Vyabhichari means like prostitutes. But those who are married to anyone or not, but if they are serving Krishna, chanting Krishna, remembering Krishna, thinking Krishna to their beloved, then they are superior than all kinds of goddess or anyone, just lady. They are more just than any. You know the name of Arundhati. You know Savitri. You know so many. There were so many just ladies in Indian sculptures. But also you know the names of Mandodari. Mamandri, wife of Raman. Wife of Pacho Pandavas, five Pandavas, Draupadi. Kunti, the mother of Pandavas. Gandhari, no Gandhari. Ahalya. Tara. Tara, wife of Sugriv and Bali combined. At first she was married to Bali, but when he was suited, then he became the wife of Sukri. Mandodari, he was the wife of Raman, but afterward he used to live with Vibhishan. Kunti had three husbands, four. One Pandu, and secondly Pavandev, Dharmadev, Dharmaraj, and
Indra.
No. They are four. But still, she was more than any of chastity. Why? Draupadi has five husbands, but still he is known as a unmarried girl, Kanya. So sacred. So why? Because they used to think that Krishna is my beloved by heart and soul. Though they are married to anyone, no harm. So gopis are most just among also these, most superior than these five what I told. And all others, having the mood that he is my husband in this body of what? Earth, air,
water,
fire, and all this. So much stool and urine and so many bad things in this body, thinking them to us. Pati means who accepts from any suffering, sorrows, death and everything, and he supports with prem, knowledge and all these things. He is actually pati. Or pati, husband cannot save us from death, suffering, sorrow. Or husband cannot save us from being old. If hairs are going white, they will not. Some sin coming on oldness, So actually, our beloved and husband and everything is Krishna. Those who are like this, whether they are married to anyone, X, Y, Z, no harm. But if they have no at all any connection with him, or connection even, but thinking that Krishna is my beloved Krishna. So those ladies in Vrindavan, girls of Vrindavan, gopis, is still married by the trick of Yoga Maya, I told to yesterday. By trick. Gopis are none different from Krishna and Srimati Radhika. Srimati Radhika is Lajni Shakti, Swarup Shakti of Krishna. Like sun and its heat, water and its liquidness. They cannot be separated. And all the gopis are Kaya Dius, manifestation of Srimati Radhika there, who are taking easily part in Rasa and serving Krishna. They are, though they are upwardly, outwardly married to, have given marriage to anyone go, but that marriage is false, only to create some mood that we are wife of another go. But loving Krishna, they have no connection with their husband, nothing. So the marriage is not done, and they are thinking that we are the wife of this go. They are called Parakiya. Parakiya means married to others, but having so much affection and love to Krishna. Whether they are married to anyone, only being girl, unmarried, or married, all are Parakiya. And they are so much superior than any of justly. Because we see that Uddhav, no marriage at all, he was Balad Brahmachari, Narad Bal Brahmachari, Sukadeva Goswami Bal Brahmachari, he never used clothes even, so high class of devotees. But all they wanted to take the fit dust of gopis. Why? If they are not so sacred. Asamaho charanarenu yusaham husya Vrindavane kimap gulmalatausadhina Jasdustajana swajana arya pathanchya hitva Veje mukunda padivim sutibhi mrimikya Bande nanda braja istrina Pārdrenum abhiknasa jāsāṁ harut kathāt goti punāti bhuvanatse. Uddha went to Vrindavan and he realized the glories of gopi. At first he used to know that I am superior than any devotee. No? But when he came, he realized this, that Krishna has sent me to learn something in this school of primary school of gopis, devotional school of gopis. But I am thinking that I am not even qualified to take admission in this school. Oh, so high class of a standard. Why Krishna sent me to? I am not qualified to even give my name in that school. So very far away. I'm only glorifying them by taking the feet dust of gopis. Because they have given everything to serve Krishna. They have given shame, they have given fame, the service of their husband. They have forgotten their own body and taking milk and everything, decorating that from that, left all these things. Uddhava is saying, I cannot give. As gopis has given. So, I am not qualified to go in their school, then how I will have a chance to get the feet dust of gopis, so he becomes hopeless quite. He is telling that I am doing pranam to the direction where gopis are there. I am not qualified to even to touch the lotus feet dust of gopis. Even one dust. There are lakhs and lakhs of gopis. Uddhav even cannot countenance. And he cannot reach to all the gopis. How he can pray all the dust of all the gopis' feet? He became hopeless. Then he thought that I should take only one dust of any of the gopis.
Dust particle
from any of one dust only. Krishna says that Uddhav, if you like, you can select of what one gopi, which one you want to take one dust. Then what he will, to whom he will select? Srimati Radhika. So he wants one dust of lakhs and lakhs particles of lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. One particle he wants. He thinks that even I am not qualified to do this. So I am praying from the direction, in the direction which that lotus dust is there. If I can pray one dust, I will be what?
My life.
हमारा जीवन धन्य उठेगा, सार्थक हो जाएगा. माई लाइफ विल बी सक्सेसफुल इफ आई एम प्रेइंग फ्रॉम फार अवे. इवन इफ एनीवन गोज टू वृंदावन, भंडीवन, राधा कुंड, श्याम कुंड, गिरिराज, गोवर्धन, बंसीवट, सेवा कुंज ऑफ वृंदावन, नंदगांव, कदमपटे, यू ऑल रिमेंबर कदमपटे, यू रिमेंबर कदमपटे इन नंदगांव एंड उद्धव क्यारी वेयर गोपी वाज फीलिंग सो मच सेपरेशन ऑल वेयर सेंसलेस देयर एंड उद्धव वेंट देयर एंड वी आर रियलाइज देयर द ग्लोरी ऑफ ऑल द गोपी. Then he is telling this, all these things. My life has been successful. Coming in the school of gopis, though I was not admitted, only air come from that school and so this is called Unnata Ujjvala Ras. This. If thou fells, if Narad fells, Brahma and Shankar fell. Sometimes Shankar wanted this and make a shape of gopi, but he was caught in the midway and he was given so much like this, and his six were, and he began to cry, Yog Maya Yoga. I will never come in Vrindavan, and I will never dare like so to take part in Rasasthali or to see. So this is called Unnata Ujjwal. Unnat means highest. Unnata Ujjwal. More shining than sun. Charming Krishna with heart. The affection of Srimati Radhika is the highest mood of this Unnata Ujjvala Rasa. In Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, by this slok of Uttam Uttama Bhakti, Anya Vilasitam Sunyam, Jnan Karma Dhyana Pritam Anukulina Krishna Anusilanam Bhakti Ruttama, in this slok, Bhakti Ruttama denotes that highest affection of gopis, that is Parakiya Bhav Unnata Ujjvala Rasa. Krishna has come in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to test this topest mood of gopis. No? He cannot distribute this thing because it is the wealth of only Srimati Radhika. Even Lalita Vishakha had not these moods. Madan, the highest topic of Unnat Ujjvalaras, but some inferior, that is called Mohan or Modan, there. In this, gopis become so much absorbed that seeing Uddhav, they are thinking that a bee is there and he is like a dut of Krishna. Sometimes angry, sometimes favorable, sometimes in others, having so many modes, they are talking with that bee. Perhaps Krishna has come in the shape of bee to test all these things. And gopis are telling, oh, you are madman, you are impure, go out of from here, don't try to touch my feet, I'm so pure, go from here. How, in what shape you have come? To make us angry, more angry? You are so foolish that you cannot think how to come to pacify the anger of gopis? You don't know? And Uddhav says, oh, really this? I don't know anything. Uddhav is hearing all this and very far away. And realizing what is Unnata Ujjvalaras here. For he could not be a spark, a sprinkle of all this. He returned to Mathura. He cannot be any entity of Vrindavan. Not even cows, calves or anything. Cows love Krishna more better than Uddhav. And Krishna has to come like their son and calves like friends. Krishna stroke. Cough like friends. And like doing like this. Sometimes massaging the legs of cough. Giving very soft and sweet grasses in their mouth. My friend, take it. Uddhav cannot realize this. He is saying that how calves are loving Krishna, but he cannot love like this. That is why he was not qualified to be in the Vrindavan, and at last he has to return in. Kitna baji hai? Kitna minute? So this, you can think, what is, can you guess? Guess means? Can you imagine something? That what is Unnata Ujjvalaras? Especially the mood of Srimati Radhika is Unnata Ujjvalaras. So Krishna was so much worried to test all these things. If anyone has no such love and affection, he cannot realize Krishna is how sweet, how beautiful, how singing beautifully on thee. And he cannot love like gopis. Never, never. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to be some sparkle to sprinkle. Some very little particles to jivas. They cannot be tolerate unnat ujjwala rasa.
They cannot tolerate.
They have no capacity to have. They have no qualification to have such a high class of affection in them. Only Srimati Radhika and his coadjutor, they can realize this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not come to give this thing, unnat ujjwala rasa. This. What? Unnatar ujjwala rasaṁ svabhakti sriyam. Some more emphasis on this last word. Svabhakti sriyam. Svabhakti means? Sva means?
Own.
Own bhakti. What own? Who is own? Srimati Radhika is own. Krishna. His bhakti. Not his bhakti, but his bhakti sriyam. Sva means Radhika. Bhakti means Radhika's bhakti. And this, the kya? Sri means Shobha. Beauty of Srimati Radhika's unnat ujjwala rasa. If you think there is a kripa, if there is kripa, there is no leaf, no fruit, no flower, there is no beauty of that kripa. When there are so many leaves, very, very green, so many flowers here, there, in each branches, some fruits very reddish or golden, like what? Grape, and some manjari, you know? What is that? Manjari? Not flowers. Like mangoes? Manjari. In which fruit comes? Very, very sweet. Cuckoos always take this and sing so sweet. Very delicious, very tasteful. If air comes and touches and plays with these creepers or all the leaves become so happy and do like this. They begin to dance. And manjaris doing like this with happiness. This is the beauty of that creeper. But if creeper has no leaves, no that manjari, no fruits, no leaves, air will come and he will not play with that. And he will have no taste to play. So if he see any creeper playing with air, lips going there, dancing always, like, you know, people tree? People? I have not seen here, perhaps we have seen in Malaysia. But it dancing, if air little comes, then they begin to dance. And their heads being here and there. So this is the beauty of that creeper. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to give the beauty of Radhika's unnat ujjwala rasa, not ujjwala rasa. I think you have known something that I want to tell. Make a kirtan. Munindra Vrinda Vandit. What is the beauty of that creeper? The creeper is Srimati Radhika herself. But what is the beauty? Sati. If there are no sati, no beauty at all. So Srimati Radhika always surrounded by gopis. You should know in this reference, prasanga maine kya? Contents. That there are also four kinds of subtle. Swapaksh, Deepaksh, Tatastha and Shuri. Swapaksh means in the side of Srimati Radhika. The Sakhi is of Radhika. The Sakhi, Chandravali and her all Sakhi are Vipaksha. Vipaksha means opposite. And some are in middle. Natural, tatastha, neutral, and some are suhrid, friend, not swapaksha, not vipaksha, not tatastha. Sometimes so much nearer to Radhika like friend, then they are swapaksha, suhrid. And when they are nearer to Chandravali and other Vipaksha, they are called Tatastha. The Tatastha of Srimati Radhika Sakhi are called Suhrid of
Chandravali.
Understand? If you want to know that thing, what is the meaning of Siya Shobha, beauty? Among these four, only Swapaksha are also of four kinds. Sakhi, Nitya Sakhi, Pran Sakhi, Narma Sakhi, Priya Narma Sakhi. Five kinds. Five. Sakhi of Radhika, but sometimes some including towards Krishna. Inclination towards Radhika. But always they have tendency to subjugal.